However, I don't want the get to be a good get. Adamotla master masya. Until you come to that place.
Yeah.
So that's why over here it's good. That's Shandachom over here. So Rashi says, Kivon the Hod Omrle, Hochi, since she ended off like this, Mechla the Loi Kofta. She's not Makbri in the Kabbalah in this place or that place. The main thing is, though, she wants you to bring the get to that city, and there she's Megareshes. If you have Lezois, Lezois says no, that the wife has to stop eating Shuma right away. Because all she's doing is just throwing him the place. So the Mara says, of course she's also right away, according to Rabbi Leza. So Mara says, no. The east of the Mizrach. That the wife says to Shino, my husband is on the east. Travel towards the east to receive the get. Because of the Marav, this person goes to the west side. So Mara says, I would have thought to say, the Marav Olesa. That's for sure the husband is not on the west side. So I don't have to be afraid that the shlich is receiving the get for a while. So maybe she's still allowed to eat the truma until the shlich goes to the east. Kamash malano, that's the chiddush you know. That Dilma maybe, Padi de Kozo, Megum Goyim Bey. That as soon as the shlich goes away, maybe it happened that he met up with the husband, Rashi Pogeya Boy. Maybe, like we said before, the Smorin of Lazarus, that maybe the husband was taking a trip that day. And even though usually he's on the east, it could be this day he was on the west. So we have to be afraid as soon as the shliach leaves the wife, maybe right away around the corner he meets up with the husband, and the husband gives her the get, gives him the get right away, and he's a shnikla kabbalah, she's megareshes, so she has to stop eating shuma right away. Yeah, the oil gita. Now, hoy melishluchai orav li b'tamarim. Let's say a man wants to make an erev tchumim, whatever it is, he wants to be able to walk out outside the tchum on Shabbos. So before Shabbos, you tell somebody, go and put out for me there, but tomorrow, go use dates to make the Erev. The Erev loved the Groigus, instead he took out dry dates, Groigus. Or else the Groigus, he told him to use Groigus, the Erev loved, but tomorrow he told him to use tomorrow. What's the Lacha? Kitzah, the Shliach used something you did not tell him. So Tony Chodah, one price it says, Erev Erev. Yes, the Erev is good. What's the difference what he took? Either one is good for the Erev, Tchumim is good. The Tani, there's another price that says, no, any movie Erev. The Erev is no good. So it's a theory. On the Rabbi, it's like this, Lakasha, Lakasha. Horab Bonav, Horab Leza. It's totally if you say, when he says the place, is he Makbid B'dath Lasek from there, or Soni Maramokim. Horab Bonav, the Army Kvedo. Rabbi is saying, now, Mishnah, even when the wife says, take the get in LA, she's Makbid B'dath there. See, also, the person said B'dath to take tomorrow, he means only tomorrow, not Gregorus. And the one that says it is good, hurry up, Leza, the Yamamara Mokim Eloi. No, there's no reason to be Makbid, even though he says one way, all he meant to say is, you know, over here, there's dates. But if you go to my house and you take on the other side, the Gregorius, he's not Makbid. For we have Yasef, our Yasef says, no, I'll tell you, Hov, Hov, Rabbonin. Both of them go according to the Rabbonin. But even though over there they're Makbid, here there's no reason to be Makbid. What's the difference if the Shliach takes dates or it takes Gregorius? What's the difference? Since so, why does one place say the Arab is no good? I tell you, Kan Bishaloi, Kan Bishachaveroi. One is talking about that the dates was yours, but the Groigris did not belong to you. They belong to your friends. So then Avadi has no right to use it. So then Avadi, the owner, is Makbid. If the owner owns both the dates and the Groigris, doesn't make a difference to which one you use. That's the first price that says both of them are kosher. But if the Groigris belongs to your friend, and you tell them to take tomorrow, then you're Makbid, but after take the tomorrow, not the Groigris. Omalei Abaya. Abaya said, V'yel all the time, that we learned. Hoi mel l'shluch, asomai tell the shliach. Or of li b'migdol. Go make me an Erev in the migdol, like in the tower. And the Avamina is, I meant to say, leave my Erev, I'm giving you the bread now, whatever it is, Erev Tchumim, outside the Tchum, and by the Pai Mama, and put it in the tower there. V'yir of lei b'shovich, and by mistake, he put it in the shovich, on top of the wall, he put it. On the bird nest there. Or else the shovich, okay, put in the bird nest and the shovich over there. The Erev of the Migdol. And the guy instead went to put in the tower. So there also the Tani Chode Ruvi Erev, a Tani the Hainer Ruvi Erev. It's a machlekes over there. One guy says the Erev Chum is good, one says it's no good. So Chura Hosn over there, my shloi v'shachav erika. What does it got to do with yours or your friend? His Havamina is, you're giving him now food to put out there. It's your food. The only question is, where should he put it? Should he put it in the tower, or should he put it in the bird nest there? So what's the difference? They're both hefka there. What's the difference if he puts it one place or the other place? Like, what's the machlekes over there? How come there one says it's no good? Why should we say he's not good over there? Zmar says yes. Hosam nami ika peri de migdal peri de shevich. The case is not that I'm giving you the food to put over there, but I'm telling you, go there to the tower there, there's food there in the tower. Or go there to the bird nest over there, the shevech, there's food in the shevech over there. So that's what it says, either way it's good. Both places it's your food. But since it's your food both places, it doesn't make a difference from which one it takes the eruv. But the brisa that says it's no good is talking about is the other place is not your food. So if you tell him to go to the shevech, and he goes to the migdol, there it's no good, because the food in the migdol does not belong to you. So you have no right to take somebody else's food, therefore show your makbid not to use that for the eruv. Mishnah says like this. For I make kiss will get to somebody says to a cipher, write up a get for my wife, or tnuli ishti, and give it to my wife. So pshita, that's a good loss and that's good. What about the husband says, gershuha, kisvuha, igeris? Like I want to give her a get and write an igeris. Or else a tnula, give her, harayelu, any one of these ways of saying it, it all means, harayelu yichtabu v'yitnu. They're all good lashonis of giving get, they have right to give it, to write it up and give it. What about the husband says, Pachruha, Parnasuha, Osula Kanimas, do nice to her, Osula Kura, do what's fit for her, Loyamaklun. That means nothing. These are not Lashonis of Gitim. That means act nice to her. But Lav Dalka means to give her a get. Tana Rabbanan learned like this. Shalchuha, send to her, Shavkuha, Tachuha, Reelu, Yichtuva, Yitnu. These are also good Lashonis of Gitim. Shalchu means Rashad Lashon, Vishulcha, Midaisa, the Pasuk says. And Shavku is Loshin, Loshin Igeris Shvukin. Tarchu is Loshin Truchin Gerishin. It's all Loshin of cutting off ties. So all these are good Lashonis of Gerishin. The husband meant to say, you could write up a get for my wife. What about Pachruhu? Parnasuha? Osala Kanimas, do nice to her. Osala Kara, do what's fitting for her. Layamaklum. It means nothing. We don't know it means to mean a get. Maybe it means something to take good care of her. Tanya Rav Nasnaina. Pitchruha, the verb cream. It says the word pitchruha. Then we say that means I want to pot, I want to be free of her, I want to give her a get. You can write her a get. Pitchruha, with the yud, pitchruha, leomaklum, that means nothing. That's what Nassim said. This is what says, Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Rabbi Nassim de Bavloihu. Rabbi Nassim lives in Bavel. Therefore, the dying bein pitchruha le patruha. There's a difference between if you said the word pitchruha or patruha. Mashenka in Tana Didan, our Tana the Mishnah, Devar Eretz Yisraelu, he lives in Eretz Yisrael. Leidayik, there's no difference. Whether you say Petrua, Petrua, both of them is Dvar, is Ein Kayom, it means nothing. So Rashi explains, Rashi says, Abnos in the bubble, the first big line, Abnos in the bubble, who? Shebomi bubble, like says in Barbasra, Vedayik ben Petrua la Petrua, Shemesafrim pom beloshna Arami, sometimes they speak Aramic there, or pom loshna Ibris, sometimes loshna Kodesh, Hilkach, Kiyama Petrua loshna get. Teturinu means I want to be free of her. It's a get. Chivgish. Vesiba b'loshin arami. V'yame pitrua. Siba b'loshin ivri. V'yame loshin pata v'chayva. That's a loshin of loshin kurdish. That just means a loshin of turin chayv. So that doesn't mean gittin. Mashenka tanli dano in Eretz Yisrael, they don't talk aramic. So therefore, that loshin is both ways means a loshin of turin chayva has nothing to do with gittin. Therefore, the husband did not say a loshin of giving his wife a get. E boil you on the question like this. Let's say the husband says, take her out. Now, what's the lacha? Does take her out mean I want you to write a get? Or maybe no, he didn't say write a get. Azvua, like leave her. Mau. Hetirua mau, for be matter her. Henichua mau, leave her mau. Ho'ilula mau. Asala kedas mau. All these lashonis, what do they mean? Do they mean a lashon gerushin or not? Does it mean to say, give her a get? Or no? Do kedas. Help doesn't mean to give a get. So Mar says, now what's the halacha? Poshet miyuchad. I can have a kol part of a raya, what I have a raya for. The Tanya will learn like this. If the husband says, also lo kedas, also lo kenimus, also lo karol yomaklum. The husband's son says, act nice to her, so that means nothing. He maybe means take care of her. She's a little sick, take care of her. But doesn't mean you want to give her a get. So therefore, also lo kedas, for sure does not mean giving a get. These are not the good lashonis that the husband means to give a get. You have no right to write up a get if you hear these words from the husband. All right, turn over. Then the Mishnah says like this. But we shine at the beginning, how you Omer used to say like this, halacha was, ha-yaitza b'kailer, means somebody had a stock to be killed, and they were taking them out not to be killed, to be executed. A man that was taken out by the Goyim, wherever it was, by the government, taken out to be killed. Now, the Yoyman, the person says, Kis forget Lishti, he only says, write a get for my wife. He left out the word Tanu. He did not say, give it to my wife. He only said, write the get. So we say, still it's good, you have a right to write it and give it to her. He is already able to yichtab of yitnu. You have a right to write it and give it. That for sure the man means to say, give the get. He just fatumled now, he's being killed. So he didn't say it. But for sure he meant to say, write it and give it. That's what I said at the beginning. Only such a case like this. Chazru leima, leima, later on they changed it to even another case. Afam aforash b'yetze b'shayara. The son is going away in a caravan, leaving home for 6 months. And before he leaves home, he tells somebody, kiss will get zel yishti, write a get from a wife. We also say, what the husband meant to say is write a get and give it to her. The husband's going away now, he doesn't know if he'll ever make it home or not. He doesn't want his wife to remain in Nigun or Yibum. So he also means write the get and give it. That's what he meant. Rabbi Shimon Shizuriyam, he has done even another Kiddush. Afam Asukin. Even the case where a guy is sick. A guy is sick in bed, and he says, Yichtavu get, write a get for my wife, even though he does not tell the sefer to give it, we say, most probably what he means to say is, write it and give it. Since he's sick right now, he's a choyla, so the same thing, he's zicha means to give him a wife a get, she shouldn't have to fall to give him. Mar says now, Geneva Yaitse Bekul Heaven. Geneva, we had before the Maisim, he was about Machloikas, he used to argue a lot, but now by Stoyt, he was caught in the case, so taking him out to be killed. Kiev Koy Nafag, when he's going out, Omri said like this, Hovu Arbo Meyes Zuzle of Yavino, Mechamro Den Hopanya. He gave word, like when they were about to take him out to be killed, he gave word and said, listen, told his kids, Mustama, I want you to give $400 to Rabbi Avino from my wine in the Hopanya. So Madni, he didn't say, he said $400, and he said, from my wine. The Shalom, what exactly does he mean? Does he mean cash, or does he mean wine? So, Omer Rebzer says like this, Dovu Rav Avinu.